So if you love food and you can't see a way to move the weight because you enjoy eating too much, then listen to hear how Lucy's story about how she was able to lose a stone, so the 14 pounds, 6 kilos type, not the rock type, by just changing her long-term eating habits without feeling like she was missing out on anything.
Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how.
So before we start, I have to tell you a funny story. So last time we spoke, when you decided that it was time for you to like wrap up and you were well on your way to achieving your goals.
Yeah.
I was talking to my kids and I said, I was talking to Glenn and I said, oh, you know, Lucy's finishing. She's doing really well. You know, she's lost a stone. Like, and Finbar's like, Lucy's lost a stone. Don't you need to help her find it?
Oh,
no. Like, because we don't use stones in like Australia in terms of weight. So he was like really confused. Like, why is she stopping if she's lost that stone?
Keep looking.
Yeah, exactly. Cool, Lucy. So thinking back like to January of this year when you decided to join Naturally Healthy Club, or back then it was called Stop Overeating Club. So why were you interested in coaching with me?
So there were a number of reasons. Firstly, I followed you for years and years and cooked your recipes and loved your food and your attitude to food. And then I think it just really spoke to, you know, I feel like I'd already lost a tiny bit of weight myself just by trying to eat more healthily. But, the overeating thing hit the nail on the head for me, because then I didn't eat particularly what you'd think of as bad things. You know, my diet's pretty good and plenty of veg, but just eating too much consistently.
Too much good
food. And I think I couldn't see a way, I couldn't see a way to fix that, because I just thought, well, it's just what I like doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you're a food lover like me, aren't you, Lucy?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so you were like, okay, I'm eating well, but I just need to like get a handle on the quantities.
Yeah, and I felt like it was something I couldn't do on my own. So it was the idea of having support really appealed.
Yeah, great.
You know, because it's one of those things, isn't it, where in one sense it's easy, you know, how do you lose weight? You eat less, but it's definitely not simple.
Yeah, like the day-to-day of it.
Yeah, yeah.
What changes have you noticed, like, since we did the work together?
I think I feel less anxious around food. So I used to have a bit of an anxious, you know, you'd eat too much, and if I'd worry that there wasn't, you know, if I didn't think there was enough, I'd find that quite stressful. It just feels much more like a decision now. It's taken a lot of emotion out of it for me. So I just feel like I can just think, oh, yeah, I've had enough. I'll stop now. Whereas that seemed impossible when we started, because it all felt very sort of, I don't know, it just felt very emotional and about the pleasure and about why would you stop when you're enjoying it and all those things. So it feels much more rational. I don't know. It's like a sort of, it's like taking the sort of, it's just like an emotional thing, I think. It's taken the emotion out of it for me. So it doesn't feel like this big stressful thing anymore. It just feels like, oh, now that's lovely. But I've had enough.
Yeah. And then you just stop. Right. Mm. Like before, it would have, like, was there like a bit of a battle in your mind of like, oh, like my tummy's getting full, but this is so delicious, like that kind of.
Yeah, totally. And a lot of times, not even a battle, because I just think, oh, well,
there's food here on the plate.
The battle would probably be afterwards that, you know, I'd just eat it because I really wanted to and I liked it. And then it would only be afterwards you'd just think, oh, I've done that again.
Yeah, right. And just kept caught in that cycle.
Yeah.
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 And what about like leaving food on your plate, Lucy? Like, has that?
I'm definitely getting better at that. It's an ongoing piece of work that right. I think, you know, 50 years of training to clear that plate. And I think that's another thing is, you know, these are habits that you have built up over a long, long time.
Yeah, like since childhood, hey.
So, you know, it's good to to dedicate some time to working on them rather than diets where they just say, oh, here's your plan, eat this for the next 4 weeks and you'll lose weight. Well, you probably will, but you won't have made any long-term difference because you've spent 4 weeks following that diet plan and 50 years learning your eating habits. So you know which one's going to win when you stop. But in answer to your question, I find it easier to leave food on my plate now.
It's possible now.
Yeah. It doesn't always happen depending on what it is. But certainly if I'm eating out where you get, you know, really big portions sometimes, I find it much easier there to just go, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
I need to eat that.
Yeah, great. So helpful when you're eating out to be able to just check in with yourself. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think, like, have you really changed the types of food that you've been eating, like, since we've been working together?
A little bit. I probably changed the balance of things. I probably do eat more vegetables and less carbs. And so it depends on the meal. And so things like pasta, I probably do have a bit less pasta and veg, just because if I'm getting full, it would be like, it wouldn't be the pasta I choose to carry on eating.
Right.
So I'd prioritize, you know, I'd be more likely to leave some rice or some pasta than to leave the veg.
Yeah, great. So it's more of a subtle change rather than you.
Yeah, it is for me. Yeah. I guess that depends what your starting point was. For me, I've sort of never, you know, I was quite happy with what I was eating, but just not how much of it.
And so what did you find most helpful about coaching and being in a group, Lucy?
I think the ongoing support and the fact that, you know, you didn't have to do it all that week, you know, because you still set out on something and you think, you know, you sort of learn one or two principles in the first week. You think, right, I've got to do this perfectly this week. And it was getting into my head, I didn't have to do it perfectly. It was a process and there was support every week. And you felt like you were, you know, moving forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Week. And so I like that. And that felt really nice because now I don't feel anxious. Like if we'd been on a diet for 6 months and now we'd stopped, I would just be thinking, oh my God, oh, it's all going to go wrong now. And it's all going to, all the weight's going to come back on. Whereas I don't feel that at all because it's been so steady that, you know, I feel like it is quite rooted change now.
Yeah, great. So it's like, there's actually like the new habits and that's got them established. And so you're out doing it on your own, but like there's no fear of, it's all going to fall down. Yeah.
Like I think things have really changed because you challenged me at various times, you know, about things I'm thinking or things I was maybe a little bit resistant to sometimes.
Possibly a touch of resistance occasionally. Maybe.
But then, you know, it's once you do break through that, it feels like a really definite shift rather than just something you're doing for now.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, like that's sustainable and that you're, doing it.
Completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and what advice would you give anyone who's on the fence about joining the Naturally Healthy Club?
I would say try it because it's worked for me and it's, you know, it's the first thing that ever has. I mean, I think what you don't join it thinking you're going to lose that weight that you spent years putting on in the next month, because that's not what it's about. It's about making permanent changes. But I would say definitely try it because it's a really nice process anyway. And then you get to lose weight.
So it's like this bonus and you also get
It's interesting. I just say go into it with an open mind. Not sure how open my mind was, but we got there.
It took a little bit to get that open in the beginning.
But that's what it's all about. So yeah, try it, go into it with an open mind. Don't expect overnight results. Trust in it. Give it a go.
Oh, thanks so much, Lucy. So to be like Lucy and to do the impossible, where you stop feeling anxious and stress around food and naturally stop eating when you feel satisfied most of the time, then come and play with this in the Naturally Healthy Club. So yes, I said play. So you don't actually have to do anything radically hard. It's just a matter of being like Lucy, learning to change a few habits, being intentional with your choices, and learning to listen to your body and stop when you feel satisfied. So let me help you be like Lucy. Apply for the Naturally Healthy Club. Just go to thestonesoup.com/group and or check out the link in the show notes and get your application in. So don't mess around because the last group sold out. So looking forward to hearing from you.